When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with Golden Chicken Fingers and a limited edition Golden Blush Puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisingCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
1988, I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Go ahead, Bill.
Nope.
I think
Yeah. You've been kind of passing it off to me every time. I've been up for like 9 straight days now.
I'm sorry. I know, I always forget.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I do. I forget. Come on. That's one of the best songs ever.
1988, Ellie, I was rapping at my graduation at Wesleyan.
I was not. Unfortunately, I had to go a little longer than you, apparently. I graduated in 89. It's just an incredible song. You hear it every time. I'm like, this is beautiful. The concept is good. I hate myself for loving you.
I wrote it down. Yeah. We've probably all had one of the relationships at some point in time.
Most of them for me. There's a song. We'll get back to it after Bill. I give it a high score. 9.457.
It's 100% walk up, and it is a top tier walk up. Sometimes you go, that's walk up. This is top tier walk up. Now it's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Is that right? The band was with them.
Yeah, Joan Jett and the Black. Is it Blackhearts?
I thought it was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
That's a song. It's a bad reputation.
I don't see anything with the and.
I swear that Joan.
I think you're right.
And had a name. Maybe it wasn't the Blackhearts. I don't know.
She was in the Runaways before she was solo. Oh, it is. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Joan Jett. I just see Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Right, yes, thank you. I feel better. I was confused.
Yes. You haven't lost your mind.
No. What a great song. Jake, I'm going to go with easily. It's a 9.64 for me. 9.64. I'd turn it up every time. It would always play. And I don't hear it enough that it annoys me. It's not a song. It's like, I like it, but no. I just hear it too much.
I do have to give Sip some kudos. He brought this up yesterday when he walked into the station. You brought up Joan Jett. I said, I haven't heard Joan Jett forever. That's a good idea. Let's play some Joan Jett today.
Yeah.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Thank you. Ellie is going to be a 87 dad 91. 9288. Yep.
Pretty close. 9-2 for Ellie. High scores there.
That's a great song. Jake, thank you.
Text line before we get to the mailbag here. Triple H's dad 5. John says home run 10. Bill and Bennett 9.25. Jake and Hickman 6.1. Sandmaster and KC 7.1. Who a club
Bird
1.
Oh, a 1 for Joan Jett? Bird, stop. Stop it, Bird. You're better than this.
Come on,
Bird. Why did
you
give it a 1?
That's horrible.
Is it too bubblegum poppy for him?
I don't know. It's gold is what it is.
Sean in Omaha, 5.7. Ryan in California, 9.2. East Lincoln West, 6. Not terrible, he says. Lyle in Omaha, 9.2. Vernon Dakin, 8.2. Pops in Minnesota, 7. Jake in Utica, 8 out of 10. Jennifer, 8.5. Hubby, 7.8.
Very happy family. There you go.
Someone says, 9, that's my feels of Nebraska football. I hate myself for loving you.
Okay.
Okay, it's rough. Gavin and Pender, 8. Jane says, you kicked out of the coverage there at 9.9.
Thank you.
Kiffin in Columbus, 8.2. Kyle and Hooper, who was at the bar in Scribner before you, 8.7. Jared and Ord, 6.8. Yes, and... Travis and Ankeny, 7. That's Jake's theme song for the Dolphins. Okay, so Huskers and Dolphins tie-ins there, apparently.
Rick Heyman. What do you think he gave it, high or low?
Oh, he'll give it a low score.
Really? You're right.
Yeah.
3.65.
Yeah.
Rick.
Does he give a reason why?
Well, he said, I mean, he would have given her a lower score if not for the fact that she's kind of nasty cute, he said.
Probably could have stayed off of that one.
Nasty cute.
I don't know.
Nasty cute there. That's a song that I Hate Myself for Loving You from 1988 by Joan Jett. It's now time for the bag. Mailbag. Here we go.
The bag.
The bag is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. The three words, Bill, you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
You won't be hacked if you contact our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. They're in all 93 counties of Nebraska, 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT, one-stop shop. Okay. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
Okay. None of the scams happen. None of those things happen with none of those scams happen, especially with the draft. Nothing one of those things would happen. There wouldn't have been people getting punked and stuff if they would have had Will in charge.
Hey, along those lines, really quick, I think I got a potential. Somebody tried to scam. You tell me. It's a number that said toll violation.
Yep, don't scam. Fall for it. Scam.
Yeah,
I got it too.
Yeah, we all got it. Everyone's got it.
Do not fall for that.
Do not go for that one.
Pay now to avoid irreversible consequences.
Irreversible consequences.
They want $6 too.
That's what gets you right there. They're probably like, hey, if I send out 1,000, I get two to fall for.
Yeah, you're good. Don't do that one.
You know, with the scam thing real quick with the NFL, there's one offensive guard said that he got 5 times.
Really?
Yeah, just like on Friday, 5 times. And then Tyler Warren got it too. So I bet if you research everybody, so it's like...
Oh, the same one?
No, not that scam. The scam of the fake phone call.
Oh! That was happening to others?
There's an offensive guard that had it happen to him 5 times.
Oh, come on.
5 times. Yeah, they usually goes, not happen to me 5 times. Tyler Warren got it too. The same guys got him. I would bet
the
if
same
you,
guys
I bet
got
if you went back over history, so there's going to be hundreds of these that happened.
I think you're probably right.
Off the bat, we have a good sports question for the mailbag from Jeremy.
Sports?
Yeah. Jeremy says, you guys were talking about Ashton Gentry last segment.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a car ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
If you last year could have chosen Gentry or Cam Scataboo for your running back for your team, who would you have chosen? Sip, who would you start with?
Gentry. But, I mean, that's an easy... It's easy to say that because Gentry was just picked in the first round and Scataboo went in the fourth.
Scataboo was throwing passes in the game against Texas.
Yeah, Scataboo went in the fourth to the Giants, right? Fourth?
Third or fourth round, yeah.
Yeah, fourth, I'm pretty sure. I'd take Gentry. I've seen them both a lot. I like
Scataboo.
Scataboo's really good. I was skeptical of Scataboo until I saw him in the postseason. I was like, okay, he's really good.
I was talking to a coach at a different school, and I'm like, do you know about Scataboo? And he goes, yeah, we turned him down twice. We turned him down twice to come to our school. And then he does that. Yep. I would say the same thing with Gentry. Because it's just so easy to say it. And he rushed for 2,600 yards. But if you don't love Scataboo, then you just really don't. You're not a fan of college football. Yeah. I mean, the guy did was remarkable. And everything about him was durable. He said he's throwing the ball. He's catching passes. He's running the football. I'll be surprised he doesn't have a very solid career.
Oh, yeah.
But again... You don't know in the NFL because you better have an offensive line. You better have all these. You don't get 11 first round picks on offense. You don't get 11 on defense. That's not how it works.
I'll take Scataboo. They were picked dead last. They won the conference, and he was probably the biggest reason.
He's
why.
A difference maker at running back, which is interesting. And okay, who would you take, Scataboo or Amir?
Scataboo.
Really?
But I love Amir Abdullah.
I think Amir was drafted higher.
He was drafted in the second round.
Yeah.
Right. But that doesn't necessarily, I mean, I don't know what the crop was like, but anyway, that's a tough one.
The big thing is that Scataboo was incredible, and I hope he has a really good career. The odds are that he'll be good from what you know about him.
He's a difference maker.
But you don't know for sure about the situation you go into.
John And the mailbag says, good morning. After Jake's unfortunate choice of Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees yesterday for Song of the Day, he says unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
I thought it was awesome.
Wondering if you had any ideas to get that earworm out of my memory. Thanks, John in Southeast Lincoln.
I don't know. I always recommend Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine. That's an earworm that's pretty good. I like that song. It reminds me a little bit of the song you just played. Your love is like bad medicine. Bad medicine is what I need. I always get a chuckle out of that.
Yeah, you're going through. You never know which one's going to catch. Just go through random good songs that you enjoy.
Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine. Listen to it. Solid. It'll get in your head.
Okay, Michael from Hawaii says, aloha. We have about a week and a half left on the island, and the movers who packed us this week were by far the best we've ever had in six moves in the past decade. Quick, efficient, and impressive. When was the last time you were truly wowed by someone's work or service?
Ooh, a lot. Oh, God. It happens a lot for me. God, don't do this. Last time I was truly wowed.
I help you out. I'll go with the Halo Lights guys. Kylan and the crew. Okay. Riley and Kylan. Halo Lights.
Yeah. Good.
The job they did. The efficiency, the way the job was done, how it is afterwards, I'm just impressed by.
And
Halo
also, you really didn't want them to leave.
I did.
You really didn't want them to leave. They were that efficient. Mine would be just someone that had helped us out. Obviously, he had extremely killing it in another profession. So it's a second profession, and it's Zek, and he helped us. He helped me build shelves that Jake knows about that are above the.
I did see those shelves.
He put three giant shelves in above the garage door, and then tied them into the studs up above. And it was just he backed his truck in to use it as to stand in his truck while he was building this stuff. And it was just remarkable to have. I think any sort of skill set that someone can do handyman work. Yeah, I can do that. That skill set blows me away.
Just circle back to that. There's so many right now that I'm thinking of that I was blown away by in the last year or so. There's still a lot of good work out there. The people do a lot of good work. They do. I can't think of
you have a lot. You have a lot of candidates. You're saying,
yeah. Circle back later.
Okay. This is from Corey in Hull, Iowa. By the way, you ever had a Warhead before? The sour candy.
I'm sorry.
You ever had a Warhead? Sour candy.
I've heard of what they are. I've never had one.
I've been. Whole Iowa is by my old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
They've got a
Oh, Jake sounds sick. Jake sounds super sick.
Candy factory there. Yeah. That's where Warheads are made, is Whole Iowa.
Okay.
Says, first time, long time listener, first time texter, Corey. I'm in a Husker fan surrounded by Hawkeye fans, and you guys keep me sane every day. So thank you. Question for Bill. I'm headed to Baton Rouge on Saturday. For bowling nationals with my wife and 3-month-old daughter. We have one free day and was wondering if you have any recommendations on something to do for the day. We are staying down by the Raising Cane Center. Thank you. Love the show. GBR.
Yeah, the Raising Cane Center is an awesome area. You want to go, first of all, the number one thing is go see Mike. Go see Mike right away. He'll be on the east side of the stadium. That's Mike the Tiger.
Mike the Tiger.
Go see Mike the Tiger. And it's... That's a must-see situation for you to go to. The other thing is like that locally, within a 40-minute drive, there's several of them you can look up, and there's swamp tours. And those are really cool to go on.
You get to see
gators and all the different things. But the swamp tours and the cypress trees, it's really cool to see. And then the thing to check also is, if you're not a big baseball fan, but just to see if there's a chance to see an LSU baseball game, it's ridiculous. To be able to go to that. And then there's a place down there, and there's about four or five of them now, but there's a place right by the stadium called Walk-Ons. And he said, and it's just a cool sports bar, and sit out back in the back side of it, and you'll absolutely love that.
Okay. That's your trip, your free day in Baton Rouge right there. That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technology. Check out their free consultation at AppliedConnective.com. Thank you for all the entries there today. When we come back, hour two, is there a chance that Nebraska's receiving core this year is better than last year's receiving core? We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.